We're talking with Adam Gleason. We're going to be talking to his daughter here in just a little bit, part of the Cheyenne Extreme. You know, Adam, as we've had that chance now to talk with Ty Lane, for example, as, you know, post-Sixers are going to be getting into play, also the Mustangs here in a little bit. With your pitchers being early in the season, and again, total different arm movement, so to speak, you know, where they can go the distance, mm-hmm. where, you know, Ty will have his kids maybe on about a 40-30 pitch count. But do you, in this early part of the year, have your kids on a pitch count, or, hey, let's go the distance?
Yeah, typically we work hard enough that my pitchers, time-wise, you know, most of our games are hour and 15 long, so, and we usually don't go any longer than that, maybe hour and 20. So if we typically go about four or five inning games, pitchers throw for about half that, we'll say. So I try to keep them in their whole game. Now, obviously, if a pitcher's not, things aren't going so well with that particular pitcher, you know, we'll switch it up, or maybe that team just hits that fastball. You know, if we got a fastball pitcher, go and throw some junk in there, or vice versa. But typically, they're strong enough to go the whole game, even right off the bat.
Do you have in a fast pitch a closer? Do you have that bullpen ace? You know, again, we'll use your daughter, for example. She goes six strong innings or five strong innings. You need somebody there in the sixth to shut the door.
Typically, you don't see that in fast pitch. I mean, normally, because most teams have two solid pitchers. And because of the amount of games we play within 2 days, you know, normally a pitcher that starts a game pretty much finishes a game unless things aren't going well.
Keeping on the theme, at least with post-six Cheyenne Mustangs, as we've talked with those respectable managers, again, with Ty Lane recently, but they talk about it, again, also, too, with the Cheyenne Stampede or any organization here in town, their camps, their tournaments, there are showcases for our local athletes, whether it's in Vegas, in Omaha, wherever it may be. Now, for the Cheyenne Extreme to at least get these athletes onto the next level, whether it's D1, D2, D3, JUCO softball around the nation. Does the Cheyenne Extreme have those opportunities throughout the at least season to showcase off its talent to college scouts?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And the biggest opportunity for us is during the Sparkler tournament we play in July. That's a big national recruiting tournament down in Denver. There's typically about 800 teams that come into Denver for that. But there's different, you know, once the college season gets done, there's a lot of our regional college coaches travel to all the softball tournaments, and they get their looks. And there's a bunch of showcase events, but those typically start more towards the end of the season and go through the fall. And that gives the girls a lot of opportunities to be seen by coaches.
Once again, you're heading back into Colorado this weekend for another tournament. And again, as Nick mentioned, weather could come into play. Don't know. I think it'd be more up here than it will be in Colorado. Do you see in these tournaments, again, early year tournaments, do you see roughly the same teams over and over again in these tournaments?
It's hit and miss. You're going to have, you know, like this, there were 16 teams this weekend, and there was probably four or five that we saw the first tournament, so there was that many new tournaments or new teams this weekend. So once you get into the fourth or fifth tournament, yeah, it's a lot of the same. So that's when we come into May. In June, we definitely start trying to travel in Nebraska, South Dakota, that type of thing, you know, just to see new competition.
Final thought before we head to the break and bring your daughter in here. Scouting. I know we had this conversation last year. When you're in a tournament situation, it's almost like, well, you really can't scout the first team you're playing, but you move on to the next round, you have a chance to sit down and watch that team play. Is scouting important, you know, to setting up things for you in that next contest?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And the good thing about the way pool play for softball usually goes is all the teams that are in the same pool are usually playing on the same field. So when your game finishes, say if there's four teams in your pool, the next two teams are playing. So we warm up in the outfields, or I'll go sit in the outfield, and so we have the short fences. And, yeah, I'll spend three or four innings watching, you know, whoever the next team we're going to play. Yeah, but definitely scouting is a big deal.
All right, Adam. Well, thank you so much. We are looking forward to chatting with you throughout the course of the season and, again, bringing in different players to introduce the city of Cheyenne to our Cheyenne Extreme 1800 team. Take a timeout. We'll be back after this right here on 1480 KRA.